Welcome back. Today we're dialing in one of the most underrated parts of a timeless jungle or roller drum and bass groove, the kick pitch, and specifically how to get weight and forward momentum without turning your kick into an 808 that drags the whole track down. Here's the mindset. In a rolling DnB groove, the kick isn't just the kick, it's the front anchor, it's the thing your bass, hats, and ghost snares push against. If the kick is wrong, you can have an amazing break and a huge bass, and the track still won't move. What we're building in Ableton Live 12 is a two-layer kick using only stock devices, a top layer for attack and definition, and a separate short sub-thump for body. Then we'll control the pitch drop so it gives that jungle push at 174 BPM, without becoming a long bass note. We'll also set up a simple roller pattern and do the unsexy but crucial stuff. Phase, timing, mono checks, and keeping the kick and sub from fighting. Let's go. First, session setup so you can actually hear the truth. Set your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176. I'll use 174. Now, warping. For one-shot kick samples, the best starting point is warp off. You want the sample to play exactly as it is, no stretching artifacts, no transient weirdness. If you absolutely must warp, use beats mode with preserve set to transients, but again, try warp off first for kicks. On your drum bus, drop a spectrum. Set the block size to 8192, averaging to medium, and set the range from minus 72 to 0 dB. This is going to help you see where your kick's fundamental is living, and whether it's stable after we start processing. Cool. Now let's pick a kick that's worth pitching. Choose a kick that already has a solid transient and doesn't have a super long tail. Rollers love short and punchy. A good ballpark length is 80 to 160 milliseconds, and we can shape it tighter if needed. Avoid kicks that are already heavily distorted, because you want control over character later. Drop the kick into simpler, and keep it in one-shot mode. In simpler, set mode to one-shot, trigger on, voices to one, snap on. If it's painfully clicky, you can use a tiny fade-in, like 0 to 2 milliseconds. And for a lot of jungle kicks, a fade-out around 5 to 20 milliseconds helps stop that little flabby tail that smears your groove. Now we tune. This is where intermediate producers start sounding like advanced producers. Solo the kick, put a tuner after simpler. When you hit the kick, tuner might jump around, because kicks are noisy and transient heavy. You're not looking for a perfect note like it's a piano. You're listening for where the low thump feels centered, and using the tuner as a guide. Typical fundamentals that work great in DnB. F is deep and heavy, but it's easy to clash with sub. G is common and solid. I is tight and punchy. B or C starts to give you more knock and less sub conflict. Here's a practical rule. Decide who owns the low end. Pick a leader frequency and commit. Either your kick is the low boss, like 50 to 65 Hz, or your kick is more upper punch, like 70 to 95 Hz. If you try to own both, your mix becomes a constant argument. A very reliable combo is kick weight centered around 60 to 80 Hz, and your sub centered around 40 to 55 Hz. That separation makes your kick audible on smaller speakers without sacrificing the true sub. So in simpler, start adjusting transpose by semitones until the low thump feels locked to the track key and the bass plan. Then fine-tune with detune and sense if you need it. And teacher tip, don't overthink perfect tuning on a kick. What you want is stable and intentional. If it feels like the kick is landing in the same place every hit, you're winning. Now we add the key ingredient, controlled pitch drop. This is the jungle push. This is momentum. And it's also where people accidentally make the kick feel slow. Go to simpler's controls tab and find the pitch envelope. Start here. Amount around minus 12 semitones. Decay around 35 milliseconds. Attack at 0. Sustain at 0%. Now listen in context with the hats or a break. If you've got one, that pitch drop should read like impact and forward motion, not like a note. Here's a quick reality check I want you to remember. Pitch drop is a groove tool, not just impact. At 174 BPM, if the pitch fall completes within about a 1/64 to a 1/32 note, it reads as forward motion. If you can hum the pitch fall as a note, it's too long for a classic roller kick, so adjust by ear. If it sounds donkey or kind of comedic, reduce the amount or shorten the decay. If it sounds flat and soft, slightly increase the amount or lengthen the decay just a touch. If it starts sounding like an 808, your decay is too long, or your kick tail is too long, or both. Now for a pro workflow that saves time, duplicate the kick track. Make one version tight with less pitch drop, and another version with more character. We'll blend them through layering. Let's build our two-layer kick, attack plus body. First, The top layer, duplicate your kick track and call it kick top. On kick top, keep the pitch envelope subtle, something like -6 to -10 semitones, and a decay around 20 to 35 milliseconds. This layer is about transient definition and cutting through hats and breaks. At EQ 8, high pass around 120 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. That clears low end so the top layer doesn't fight the thump. If you need more click or presence, do a gentle boost somewhere around 2 to 5 kHz, just 1 to 3 dB. Keep it tasteful. In rollers, too much click gets tiring fast. Optionally, add drum bus on the top. A bit of drive, maybe 2 to 6. Crunch can be low, like 0 to 10%. Transients plus 5 to plus 15 can bring the front edge forward. And keep boom off here. Boom is not a top layer job. Now the body layer. This is the clean way. We're going to synthesize a short sine thump with operator. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. Set oscillator to a sine wave. Start the level around -12 dB. We'll balance later. Set the amp envelope. Attack 0 milliseconds. Decay around 80 to 140 milliseconds. Try 110. Sustain all the way down, basically minus infinity. Release around 30 to 60 milliseconds. Now add a little pitch movement in operator. Use the pitch envelope amount somewhere around +12 to +24, and a decay around 20 to 50 milliseconds. Operator's pitch envelope behavior can feel a bit different depending on settings, so just adjust until you get that quick drop feeling without a long glide. Then shape it with EQ 8. Low pass around 140 to 220 Hz. We want a thump, not a whole extra kick sample. If it rings on one note, do a narrow cut. And an important coaching note, keep the thump short. Rollers want the kick to get out of the way quickly. The groove is created by the space around the kick as much as the kick itself. Now comes the part that separates layered from louder. We align the layers. Group kick top and kick thump into a group called kick group. Zoom way in on the waveform. The first transient peak should line up as closely as possible. If the top hits slightly earlier than the thump, or vice versa, you can lose punch. Use track delay on one layer to nudge by tiny amounts, like plus or minus 0.10 to 0.60 milliseconds. You're looking for the moment where it suddenly feels like the speaker moves more. Then check polarity. Put a utility on the thump layer. Try inverting left and right, or simply invert if you're in mono. Choose the setting that gives you more low end when you monitor in mono. And yes, you should actually check in mono. Put a utility on your kick group too. Hit mono, and make sure the low end doesn't vanish. A kick that only works in stereo is not a club kick. Great. Now we process the kick bus for weight without mud. On kick group, build a clean chain you can reuse. First, EQ 8 for cleanup. If it's boxy, do a small cut around 200 to 350 Hz, maybe -2 to -5 dB. If it fights your sub fundamental, do a tiny dip around 50 to 80 Hz, but don't blindly scoop the life out of it. If you need knock, a small boost around 90 to 120 Hz can help, but be careful. That range can turn into cardboard if you overdo it. Second, drum bus for glue and density. Drive around 3 to 8. Crunch 0 to 8%. Transients anywhere from 0 to plus 10, depending on how clicky you want it. Boom, if you use it, keep it subtle. 0 to 15%. Boom frequency around 50 to 70 Hz. Short decay. Use boom like seasoning. If you hear it as a tone, it's too much. Third, saturator for harmonics that translate. Try soft sine or analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip if you're pushing. And level match. Always level match. If you don't, louder will trick you into thinking it's better. Fourth, glue compressor. Optional. Very light. Attack 10 ms. Release auto ratio 2 to 1. Set threshold for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. No makeup gain. Match levels manually. Fifth, utility. Set widths to 0%. Kicks are mono, period. And set your gain so the kick bus is consistent. Don't ride your kick fader as a substitute for a solid sound. Now let's make it roll in the arrangement, because sound design alone doesn't create momentum. A classic roller foundation at 174, kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Then you add a second kick either on 3 for stumpier feel, or just before 3 for more syncopation. Try this one bar idea. Kick at 1.1.1, second kick at 1.3.3, snare at 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. Then add quiet ghost snares right before the main snares, like around 1.2.3 to 1.2.4 and 1.4.3 to 1.4.4. Keep them low. They're not there to be heard. They're there to create motion. And hats. Give the kick space. An offbeat open hat pattern with breathing room helps the groove feel like it's rolling forward rather than packed and stiff. Momentum trick. Keep the kick short and let the room of the break and hats create sustain around it. Don't force your kick to carry the entire length of the bar. Now we stop the kick and sub from fighting. Put your sub bass on its own track. Add compressor to the sub. Enable side chain and choose kick group as the input. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 ms. Release 40 to 120 ms. Try 80 ms. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. The goal is not a giant obvious pump. The goal is, the kick owns the first instant. The sub gets out of the way, then fills the space right after. Extra coaching move. Sometimes it's even cleaner to nudge the sub MIDI a tiny bit later than the kick, like 5 to 15 ms. So the kick transient reads first even before compression does its job. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid while you tweak. If your pitch envelope is too long, your kick becomes note-like and slows the groove. If your kick is too long, it overlaps the hats and ghosts and smears momentum. If you layer without checking phase, you lose low end instead of gaining it. If you boost 50 Hz blindly, it'll sound huge solo and then disappear or distort on real systems. If you over-distort the kick bus, the kick turns into a mid-range blob and stops leading. And if your low end is stereo, you're signing up for unstable weight. Mono it. Let's add a couple intermediate to advanced options, just to level you up.